In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with the new era, volume 26, July 14th, 1929, and we're halfway through. And Jesus just told Louisa that everything he did was to prepare her for this new era that's going to rise in the midst of the human family. And everything that God has done in her life was to prepare her for this. And it's the same thing with us. Everything in our life has prepared us for this moment. All that we've gone through, the good, the bad, and the most difficult pains, has brought us to this point where we know that the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has prepared us for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming, this new era that's coming. We wouldn't be here unless we went through everything that the Lord allowed in our life. And most of the suffering that we went through is because of our own self, most of it. There's some things that weren't part of what we had to go through that God allowed us to go through. So here it is. Louisa says, Jesus says to Louisa, now after I became sure about you through all that you went through, okay, that's the same thing with us. Everything that we've went through, God said, I had to make sure that this is what you want. See, if we want hell, God has to give that to us. If we want misery, God has to give that to us. And that's where most people are today in this world. So Jesus says, now after I became sure about you and I secured my work, okay, what does that mean with us? You've learned the prayers of the church. You've learned to be docile to our Lord. You've learned to give your fiat in all situations. He says, my acting changed. And I made you break the silence. The ardor of my instructions and of my speaking was such and so great that I can call you Louisa, the cathedra of my divine will. This is very important that we understand what Jesus is saying. Louisa is the cathedra. What is a cathedra? That's the chair of the bishop in the cathedral. It's his sign of authority for his people. So when the bishop comes in and sits on his cathedra, he is the teacher. And Jesus says this. He says, I can call you now of all that I've taught you with the book of heaven. All that I've taught you is you are now, this is a title that Jesus gives to Louisa. Louisa, the cathedra of the divine will. So how do we learn about the divine will? It is through the teacher, Louisa. She is the one who was given this to us. And I know many people that say, well, now it's my turn to reign. Louisa did what she had to do. Now I'm going to, and I look, what's wrong with you? Who do you think you are? You know, this gift of the divine will was given to Louisa. She is, as Jesus says, the cathedra, the seat of the divine will. Our Lady is the seat of wisdom. Through Our Lady, we learned who Jesus is. Through Louisa, we learn this kingdom of Jesus. This great new era that's coming is given to us by Louisa, that Jesus and Mary spoke to. Louisa wrote everything down for us so that when we read this, when we study this, when we possess the book of heaven, what happens at that point is everything begins. Everything begins for us. The new era begins for us. This is why we see things from a divine perspective. And slowly but surely, the more that you read, everything changes for us. We don't see anything from a human perspective any longer. That's what Jesus says to Louisa. I want you to see things from a divine perspective. So what will happen, and this happens most often, you will hear something that the church teaches, dogma and doctrine. And you go, oh, this is what Jesus means by that. And they'll go, what are you talking about? You know, what are you talking about? And it says, well, this is what Jesus teaches Louisa in the divine will. For example, the three promises to Abraham, that we read in the Canticle of Zechariah every morning in the breviary says this, you'll be freed from the enemy. That was Christ crucified. We were freed from the enemy. Not a cross, not just a cross, but Christ crucified. We were freed from the enemy. We were free to worship God without fear. That's the Holy Eucharist. We receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's nothing. That. It's God Almighty. And most of us who receive communion don't listen to what the church teaches us. Why does the Holy Mass end right after receiving Holy Communion? You receive Holy Communion, you get the final blessing, the Mass is over. The church does not want to interfere with our communion with Jesus. And that's a time, the greatest time in the day, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him. So finally, what's the third promise to Abraham? To be holy and righteous in God's sight all the days of our life. That's the divine will. Who is holy? God. Who is righteous? God. What does the divine will do? This new era is we're going to return to the image and likeness of God. That's going to be humanity. That's what God is calling us to. So when you read the book of heaven, you begin to understand this prayer, this promise of Abraham is to lead us back into the kingdom where God is our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our everything. We become one with him, fused with him in his holy divine will. As we read the book of heaven, everything that the church teaches becomes clear. Everything that the church wants for us is this great gift of the divine will. Everything that the saints went through points to Louisa, the cathedra, the one who teaches what the kingdom of divine will is all about. He says this, you are the secretary, Louisa, of the most intimate secrets of the Holy Spirit, such that as you were unable to contain them all within yourself, I, Jesus, commanded you to manifest them to my priest. Now, this is what the Blessed Mother did with John. Gave this to the priest. At the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down upon Our Lady and the apostles, she taught them. The seed of wisdom taught them. Now, with this great gift of the divine will, who is teaching us? It's through Louisa. And this is what's so great. The most intimate secrets of the Holy Spirit. As you were unable to contain them all within yourself, I commanded you to manifest them to my priest. There always has to be priesthood involved with the divine will. Always. And we're going to learn more about that later on. But the priesthood is essential to the divine will. And then Jesus says this. He says, and this acting of mine was necessary. God did this. Louisa didn't do it. God did this. And he says very, very clearly, otherwise, how would my divine will ever become known? How did the Jesus's teaching become known to the apostles? It's through the seed of wisdom. Now, this book of heaven, how has it become known to the church? It's from the seat of the cathedra of the divine will. Louisa, she's very, very important. She's very little. She's not the mother of God. She's not Theotokos. She's the little daughter of the divine will. The little one that God is using. So he says this, "Now, my daughter, in this last period of your life, you feel another way of acting of mine." Okay, so now what's happening is the last 9 years of her life, Louisa was alone and abandoned. So Jesus is now telling Louisa, "I'm preparing you." Okay. What's so great about this is in 1929, she was living in the orphanage, St. Anthony's Orphanage in Corrado, Italy. And Jesus was now completing the Book of Heaven and teaching her the summit of how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. And it's the same thing for us. As we read the Book of Heaven, as we continue at each day, if you're reading the calendar, you're going to learn a lot every single day. Jesus will be teaching you every single day as he taught Louisa. And what's so beautiful about this is everything in your life is changed. Everything is changed. A new beginning has occurred. A new beginning is now happening for each and every one of us. This new era is close, and it's so close that we begin to live this new era. What is it? No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity, no sin. It's to enter into the true life of Jesus and Mary, peace, joy, and happiness that they gave to Louisa. And now Louisa, the cathedra of the divine will, the seat of the divine will, teaches us as what she has written, a new beginning for each and every one of us. So he says, as you begin to read the Book of Heaven, everything changes. It's a new way of living that God is teaching us through Louisa. He says, do not be concerned. Don't worry about it. He says, let me do this. Let me be the Lord of your life. Let me teach you and guide you and instruct you day by day of how to live this abundant life of no worry, of no fear, of no anxiety, of no complaints, of no negativity, of no sin. Jesus says, let me do this. I will lead you back to the garden. I will lead you to live a life of the Garden of Eden that Adam had before the fall. So what does he say? Don't be concerned about anything. Just continue to read, continue to study, continue to put this into practice. Let me do this, and I, Jesus, will know how to give my works the last coat. He's renovating everything. This last painting, he's renovating everything. He's going to do it. That's why I know we can live in the divine will. Striving to be a saint is very difficult, and there's very few saints. Why? Prayer, fasting, penance, conversion. What the divine will is Jesus says, I will do this for you. Get out of my way and let me do this. I know we can live in the divine will. Why? Jesus is doing it. As long as I'm out of the way. No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity, no sin. That's out of the way. And that's what Jesus is teaching us. He says, courage. You, Louisa, have the divine will in your power. You, Louisa, have the divine will in your power. Louisa wants us to have it. Louisa wants us to possess this gift. Jesus says this, what do you fear? There's nothing to fear. Therefore, always forward in my divine will. Continue marching. Continue working, reading, being attentive. This is what God is calling us to. This is what God wants for us. This is what God has planned for us. The new era has begun for those who are reading, studying, and putting this practice. All that's there is peace, joy, and happiness. No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity, and to the point, no sin. So let us pray. May the Lord Jesus bless us with the blood of that fell on the wood of this cross so that we will be divinely healed and live in the divine will. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We pray that this prayer becomes God's command.